I've already decided I'm going to do a feature Friday where I'm going to talk about I'm going to talk about some thoughts I've had and why I've gone into the issues this week that I've gone into. That's going to be tomorrow in the feature Friday. We are living in a day, you know, America's time. I'm over here in Taiwan and I'm watching what's happening in America with sobriety. And I've got a very fascinating vantage point. Being all the way across the Pacific, I can see what's happening. I can see at a distance what's going on. I've got the full picture over here. And I'm also not stricken in panic. So, you know, when you're not on the field, you know, it gives you a different vantage point. You know, when you're got to actually deal with the ball and you've got to actually, you're in the game, you're on the field, you're there on the front lines, you see a lot of things that you don't at a distance. But at a distance, you also see the full picture. So I don't see better. I see something unique. I see what I see. Most Americans see America from within America. And I have a unique perspective, not better or worse. So I'm giving you that unique perspective, which is what I'm always trying for. We are in America, as Americans, more and more divided, and the middle ground is being removed. Biblically, which is where I try to go. I've found in my life that if I understand what happens in the world by understanding the Bible, interpreting life through the eyes of the Bible, it makes a lot of sense. Jesus said he would separate the wheat from the chaff. He would separate the goats from the sheep. He would separate them. Not he would create division and make everybody hate each other and just destroy the whole world and it's all just a big slaughtery mess and that's the end. Not that. But he would separate them. He'd separate the wheat from the tares. He said he would make this separation. And hello, he's doing it. So many people in America have been kind of stuck on the fence. I'm not going to say they're riding the fence, because riding the fence is when you're trying to stay on the fence. People have been stuck on the fence, some of them riding it. The riders are going to get pushed off the fence one way or the other. They're going to push or pulled. I think the fence riders are going to get pulled in by the liberals. And remember, last time I said, the liberals in America, you've got public funding liberals. They rubber stamp government, believe that government can never be evil. Because someone will always step up and do it, so no one ever has to. Yeah, well, someone is someone, and someone has to. But, you know, liberals, public funding liberals, don't think that anyone has to take up and get initiative to keep government, sane and respectful, and to keep government from going overboard, because public funding liberals just, they'll believe someone will always do it, so it's bad to talk about it or something, because it's unsettling. Now, that's where I politely disagree. But that's as far as public funding liberals go. They want roads and bridges. They want money to be spent wisely. They want government to keep funding for good programs that help people. And they believe that that there's some trust we should have in the institutions. And that's not bad. That's part of the spirit of why America created, you know, why the founding fathers created a government. They needed good and most wholesome laws. That was in the Declaration of Independence. And a lot of conservatives, we tend to forget that part because we know that other liberals run too far with it. So that's the state of things. The problem is public funding liberals are kind of becoming yesterday's newspaper. I'm going to miss them. Public funding liberals are typically the type of Democrats, conservative Democrats, if you will, that are voters in Chicago. Chicago Democrats are a different type of Democrat. It's really, really fascinating. The liberals we have today are feudalist regressives. They want to go back to feudalism before Catholicism and Bible were introduced to give us the golden rule and human rights. They want a world without any Bible derivative religion of any kind. They don't want pure Bible. They don't want Bible taught in the home. They don't want Puritans. They don't want the Anglican Church. They don't want Lutherans. They don't want Baptists. They don't want Catholics. They don't want Greek Orthodox. They want no Bible anywhere at all. And they want witches and they want wizards and they want witchcraft and they want Druidism and they want, you know, the rain dance and killing the person to bring rain in the village. They want to go back to those times. Some admit it to themselves and don't. Some admit it partially. Some will defend it by saying, well, that would be a good thing, though. And it's a lot better than what we have today because, you know, there was no slavery before the Bible, which isn't true, but that's what they think. They want to go back to that. All right. Those liberals are going to end up grabbing the fence riders, the political fence riders, and pulling them in. Anyone trying to ride the fence is going to get pulled into the liberal agenda. And John McCain was an example of that. John McCain tried to be the moderate. They called him a maverick. He would rebel against conservatism and go over and join the liberals. Not really a maverick. I think the technical term is a pushover. And he would get mad at anyone else who didn't want to be a pushover. He wanted the other side to tell us what to do. He wanted Team A to tell Team B what to do. He wanted that. And it's surrender to the bully. No, Team A and Team B are in a competition. They're trying to put the ball in the other one's net or whatever. And they don't tell each other what to do. Team A does not coach Team B. Team B does not coach Team A. And John McCain wanted that. And he called it getting along or whatever, but he wanted what's bad. No, Team A is Team A and Team B is Team B. And we can be friends. But Team A is still Team A, not coached by Team B. And John McCain wanted a Team A that was coached by Team B and directed by Team B. And he got pulled in. And that's where the controversy came from. Trump, because he did that, Trump said what he said about McCain. It caused great pain to McCain's family because McCain allowed it by doing what he did in his life. And now there's a lot of people that are very sad. And if McCain had not promoted the idea that other people, the people who disagree with us, should tell us what to do, McCain's family wouldn't have been so hurt. And it was a choice. He was a fence rider who got pulled over the fence. And a lot of people who keep trying to ride the fence like him are going to be just as disappointed. People are going to say things about them, like Trump said about McCain. And then the people are going to be hurt and sad and upset their whole lives, just like the McCain family is hurt and sad and upset. Being in the middle is a thing no more. Now, other people were stuck on the fence. They were stuck. And the liberals, the neoliberals, you got neoconservatives and neoliberals. Neoconservatives are fake liberals. They want their regressive feudalists who call themselves conservatives. So I think anymore, we've got the conservatives versus the neos. The neoconservatives and the neoliberals tried to pull a lot of people over. People were stuck on the fence. Not trying to ride the fence, not trying to be middle ground. They were stuck. They didn't know what to think. Am I going to be the liberal? I mean, I like liberals. They say they're compassionate, and whatever people claim to want, they must really want. So I like that. And they, you know, liberals talk about compassion. So they must be the only ones who are compassionate. Forget God, who didn't ban slavery, but actually effectively got rid of it. God didn't say no slavery. He got rid of it. Forget that. We care what people talk about. And I like the people who talk about being nice, regardless of what they do. So they're the ones to help people. Forget conservatives who actually make things nice, who actually are nice, who actually do give dignity to everybody, who actually do live alongside their neighbors they disagree with. I want to follow the people who talk about it. And there were a lot of people with good intentions that were mesmerized by that. And they were good people who thought, who kind of felt drawn to the liberal thing, but they couldn't quite get there because liberals are not, I don't mean public funding liberals. I really mean this. The neo-feudalist regressive liberals don't want to get along with people. What was it? Zach Hing, H-I-N-G, was saying that he, as a Chinese American in Arizona, is not getting beat up. The racism and violence against Chinese, the racist stuff that doesn't make sense, beating up Chinese Americans who've never been to China for supposedly bringing a virus from China, that's happening in the liberal cities. Liberals are all talk when it comes to human dignity and human rights. They don't actually do it, or they do things that they say will help it, but it makes it worse. They talk and then do the opposite. And a lot of people are finally figuring this out. The people that were stuck on the fence, they thought that the liberal party was the party of compassion because of the talk and the babble and the jabber and the flap in the jaw and the nonsense and the all talk. But now, all of a sudden, the neoliberals tried to pull them over to their side of the fence like they pulled McCain over. And they said, I don't want that. No one tells me where to go. And all of a sudden, they broke free from the fence and decided to jump over to the conservative side. So what's happening as we see these more radical extremes, the neoliberals are throwing a fit. The public funding liberals are keeping their cool. I like that. It's sad we don't have more of that. The FDR liberals. Well, they like government to help in some ways. There's a point there. Don't like all of it, but there's a point there. They're not the radicals. May not be perfect, but they're not the radicals. A lot of people are seeing this radicalizing, this craziness coming from the left, and they were always independent voters. The precious independents, Frank Luntz's Frank people. If the favorite Frank people, the Frank Luntz people, Frank Luntz, the analyst on Fox News, Frank Luntz always loved the precious independents who really decide the election, you know. And Frank Luntz, the independents, they're not independent anymore. Because the liberals won't let them be. Liberals are demanding that they make a choice. And they're making the choice to conservatism because conservatives don't force people into what they like. They want to live alongside people. But we're not going to be doing it anymore. We cannot live side by side anymore. That is finished. Agreeing that we disagree and choosing to not be disagreeable about it is a thing of the past. We're done with that. We can't do it anymore. The only way America is going to move forward with different ideologies in the same country, within the same borders, is to partition. We've got to allow more people to be able to choose more of which laws apply to them. We need to allow counties to reject federal laws. We've got to let people partition themselves up so that the liberals can all live together in their liberal cities and the conservatives can all go away and live in their conservative cities and they won't bother each other. We've got to partition. It's the only way forward because the neoliberals won't allow side-by-side living. And I'm going to talk about that in Feature Friday tomorrow.